Welcome everybody. Shir number 1234. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rebaran Tzisa Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. And the Refua Shalema Yehudis Chava Basli Baranina. Getting back to our Malach of Choyresh plowing. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about sweeping the floor. Again, all in our Simon Shin Lamed Zion, which talks about these inyanim in general, chayresh and a little bit of boina and so on. Okay, so before we actually go through the actual halacha of sweeping the floor, we're going to see that there's a distinction between a dirt floor, which one could imagine. If I take a broom, for example, I take a broom and there's a dirt floor, right? Let's say outside in the yard, then it's dirt, and I start sweeping. So what am I doing as I'm sweeping? I'm basically making holes and furrows, and I'm moving the dirt around and so on. So it's running into a problem of chayresh, whereby if I take a broom and I'm doing, let's say, indoors, right? Let's say in the case of time indoors, there's a marble floor. So when I sweep the floor on a marble floor or a tiled floor or anything else, a hard ground, wood, for example, or whatever, a regular, kitchen floor. So now I'm not making holes in the ground. I'm not moving dirt around, and I'm not puncturing holes, or I'm not straightening out the ground that where there's mounds on the ground right outside. If I'm sweeping, it might be bumps in the ground and I'm straightening it out. But inside, that would not be the case. But we're going to see, how that works. There was a gezerah, gezerah's chazal, whereby one should not even do it inside because of the fact we're afraid you might come to do it outside. But we'll see, it depends on the time and place whereby people live, which in nowadays, most of the people live in places whereby the floors are actually, hard. They're either tiled, marble, or whatever the case is, especially the kitchen floor. And in general, it would not be a problem. But we'll get to that. But before we do that, I just want to, talk about one thing. And that is the broom itself. Before we get to if you could or you can't on a hard floor or how that works, in general, a soft broom in general, regular hard floors in the city and so on, like people, is not a problem, but we'll try and get to the background of it. But the point I want to talk about today is the broom itself. The Mishnah Berurah talks about the old fashioned, I don't know if you have it too much today, but the old fashioned brooms, the straw brooms, the brooms with the hard bristles on it, the old straw brooms, maybe some of us used to use as a kid, maybe some people still use, in certain places, but one has to be careful on Shabbos not to use the hard brooms. You have to use, even in a case in time where one is allowed to sweep, regular sweeping, in a case in time where you're allowed to sweep, which we'll talk about, where you're allowed to sweep and so on, but you have to be careful to use a soft broom. So just to real quickly to go through that halacha, as far as the old, hard straw brooms or any type of a hard broom where the bristles are hard, the problem is that it might break. So it's a psikresha is going to break, and it's a problem of makalkel, of destroying. Let's go through the halacha real quickly. So it tells us the Shulchan Aruch again now, Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, V'asal Chabed Habagadim, one is not allowed to brush clothing. In general, we don't brush clothing anyways, for various different reasons. This is number one, Uvda Dechal, number 2, it's a problem taking dust off of clothing. You can't remove dust. The clothing got dusty. We spoke about this in Malabin, the Malach of Malabin, even though you'll say it's sometimes possibly lint. In general, we don't brush clothing. But over here, before we'll try and talk about that also, because of the fact that he brings it down in our Simon, Shin Lamed Zayin, even though brushing clothing is nothing to do with Chayrish plowing, obviously. I'm not doing any act of plowing the ground when I brush my clothing. But in general, we don't do it. We'll talk about the various different reasons. But he says, it says the Ramah, V'asa L'chabed in Sif Beis, Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Beis, V'asa L'chabed HaBagadim Alidei Machbodos V'asuyim Mekesam. One has to be careful not to brush clothing with brushes that have strong bristles. What's the problem? Hard bristles. Somebody says, why shalosh tabru case shalosh tabru case mayhem? You should not break the bristles. Shouldn't be broken. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about, comes down and says in Sifkat Yud Dalid Lefize Hu Adin She'asa L'Chabed Habayis. Same thing would apply. One is not allowed to not just to brush clothing, but also to sweep the floor. Even in a floor that has hard, that has a hard ground, like tiles or whatever, according to those who say it's okay, which we'll talk about how that works. When the broom is made from the bristles of the broom, right? You have two parts of the broom. You have the stick. And by the way, I do want to mention, it's an important thing to keep in mind, we've spoken about this way back in the past, if somebody has a broom, even regular broom, soft broom, a case in time where you could, sweep in a regular marble floor, tile floor, whatever the case is, which we'll talk about, but now let's say the stick came out of the bottom. You know, you have the bristles on the bottom piece and the stick got unscrewed. So you're not supposed to screw it back. You can't screw it back. That runs into Makabe Patish, possibly Boina. Those are two different malachas, but that's running into a mamish, could be a real deraisa of Makabe Patish or Boina, either one building. So one has to be careful if the broom got unscrewed the stick from the bottom piece, you have to be careful not to screw it back in. But now getting back to our subject, so it tells us the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yodalad, that if the bristles don't bend, when the person goes and sweeps with it, it's gonna break. That the Vadej Nishbarm is gonna, for sure it's gonna break. Tam Kolze, and the Isra is a Havikamoi Soiser Kli. It's as though one is breaking a kli. Even though you'll say, well, because I'm breaking one or two bristles from the broom, that's called soiser, that's called breaking the kli. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Havikamoi Soiser Bekli. Avshem Makalkel is Potter. Even though you'll tell us, you'll say, well, Makalkel is really Potter. Mikol Makam is also Lechatchila. Lechatchila, it is not supposed to be done. One has to be careful not to use in any case in time a straw broom. Now, it tells us the, I want to mention one thing very important. There's certain simonim in Shabbos, that really go into psik resha, adav sheni mischavin, adav shem mischavin, adav sheni mischavin, psik resha nichalei, loy nichalei, and various different klolim in Shabbos, if you want to call it lachshein tzrich legufa, and there's certain simonim in Shabbos that really stress it because of the type of cases that they have, and this happens to be shin lamed zayim, which is our case which we're talking about in reference to, for example, we've been talking about the schlepping a chair on the ground and so on. These are various different cases of psik resha, where we have a lot of klolim come out of it, where we could see various different klolim that apply to all of Hilchas Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah on meaning psik resha, like we said, when you're doing a malach, we've explained this many times in the past, you do an action that's allowed to be done, but out of that action is going to come an action that is not allowed to be done, right? Like our famous case, a person opens the fridge, I want to take out my wine, and that's something I'm allowed to do, but now the light in the fridge goes on, so I can't open the fridge even though I'm doing an action that's allowed to be done, but the light will go on, which is something that won't, that is not allowed to be done, even though my intention is not to put on the light. Okay, but getting back to our case, I just want to finish off. So Seth tells us the Mishnah Berurah and Sif, the Sharet Tzion, Sif Katan Yud, Hainu Af Shehu, back to our broom, the straw broom, Hainu Af Shehu, Gam Kem Psik Reshid Leinichle, even though you'll tell me, well, if I break the broom while I'm sweeping, so it's a Psik Reshid Leinichle, it's going to happen inevitably, and it's not good for me, it's, my broom is breaking. Says the Sharitin, it's if cotton yud, we call mokum lechatchila ein kedai, and lechatchila it's not worth, don't use this hard broom. Okay, it's a drabonin, whatever, but lechatchila, initially don't use this hard broom. Kemoi begur, kelim, gedel, beyesra, gabi karka, so he says further. And he wants to compare it, says the Sharet Tzion, to the same thing like schlepping the large items on the ground, which we spoke about. Kemoi begur, the gam shom im yishav charitz hu makalken. Right, I schlep a heavy chair over there. It makes a furrow in the ground, a hole in the ground. It's really makalkel. I'm really destroying my ground. Or makalkel as a bias alidei agumais, or if it's inside possibly or whatever. Let's say for a case in time like that also, where it's, you're also not allowed to do it inside because of boina building. But the bottom line is, I'm destroying the ground. It's my floor that I walk on. I don't want to have holes in it, right? And it's a psikresha, and it happens inevitably, but it's leinichle. In other words, it's not good for me. It's not good for me to have holes in the ground. But says the Mishnah, the Sharet Tzion, v'afilu hachi, also lechatchila. Lechatchila, initially, we don't do it. Initially, lechatchila, you know, there are cases, case in time, case in points, that sometimes we would rely on these things. You have secretion le michale with a drabon or whatever. Sometimes certain person has is in pain or whatever. So that's different. We're talking about initially in general. I want to go sweep my floor, right? All good. So I'll take my straw broom. Good. Don't take your straw broom. There's no major issue to whereby it's not like there's somebody's being having major issues in pain or whatever, or being there's makam sar. I want to just sweep the floor and that's it. But to take a straw broom lechatchila initially, that we don't do, because again, even though it's a psikreisha, like we said, and it happens inevitably, and it's like michale, it's not good for me, and it's makalkel, and it's being destroyed a drabbanon, and psikreisha like michale, possibly two drabbanas, but initially lechatchila we have to be careful to do the right thing. Okay? Thank you for listening. Aslachim Brocha Kol Tuv.